Hi, this is Brenda Cobb, and you're listening to Living Well Radio. You know, I've lived in the South all my life. I was born to a family that loved good old Southern food and really knew how to fix it. I enjoyed all those good old Southern dishes like fried chicken and macaroni and cheese, collard greens, rice and gravy, cornbread, pecan pie, and my mother made the best cakes in the world. German chocolate cakes, coconut cakes, chocolate layer cakes, and every family gathering that we had centered around food. I mean, we had a lot of good cooks in our families, and holidays were a big smorgasbord of incredible goodies. We would have sweet potato and lemon meringue and blackberry pies and mashed potatoes and gravy and country fried steak and pot roast and baked ham and potato salad. Sometimes we had all those foods together at one meal, especially at Christmas and Thanksgiving. One of my aunts made the best macaroni and cheese in the world, and I always looked forward to family gatherings so I could eat my fill. For breakfast, we had bacon and sausage and ham and grits and eggs and biscuits. In the summertime, we made homemade ice cream and barbecued chicken outside on the grill. Food was really the focus of our lives. We would talk about what we were going to have at dinner while we were still eating lunch. And, you know, I want to talk to you about that tonight and talk to you about the addiction that so many of us have to food and the emotions that are making us eat too much food and the wrong types of food. Now, talking about my childhood and growing up in the South, needless to say, with all of the interest that my family had about food, I was an overweight child. This caused me a lot of embarrassment. And not until I was a junior in high school and I really became interested in boys did I decide to do something about my weight. Now, that's when I began a lifetime of dieting. As a teenager, I would starve myself on the grapefruit diet. I skipped meals in an effort to take weight off. I'd lose the weight, and then I'd gain it back, plus even more. I was obsessed with food, or the lack of it. And most every waking hour, I was thinking about what I could or could not eat. I jumped on the scales every day. I panicked when I gained an ounce, and I cried if I hadn't lost any weight. And during all that time, I never thought a minute about the nutritional value of food. All I thought about was calories and how few I could get by on. When I was trying to lose weight, I would try to survive barely on 500 calories or even fewer, sometimes a day or weeks at the time. Of course, that was very unhealthy. Every moment I was starving myself to death, I was also thinking about food. When I couldn't take dieting anymore, I would binge on every food I could stuff in my mouth. You know, it's a good thing that I didn't like to throw up, or I would probably have become bulimic. Instead, I dieted and I binged for years, losing and gaining the same weight over and over again. When I was 16, I entered my first beauty pageant, and life became an endless battle for me to keep the weight off. I exercised, I starved, I weighed myself every day. You know, I pretended that I was happy and carefree, but inside I was miserable because I was such a slave to food. I gained a lot of poise and confidence in competing in pageants and scholarship money and some good things, but the constant battle to stay thin almost drove me crazy. Most of my life I ate the standard American diet, the SAD diet. I now know why they call it the SAD diet, because it brings misery and disease to people and to the animals that are slaughtered for people to eat their flesh. Now, I've eaten my share of cows and chicken and pigs and fish and seafood and even the occasional squirrel or deer, but I'm not really proud of it. Really, now I'm sorry I ever ate an animal, and I'm glad I don't eat animals anymore. You know, I look at animals as my friends now, and my rule now is I don't eat anything with a face, and I never will again. You know, in talking about food and what food does for us and for our psyche brings me to the topic that I want to discuss with you today, and that is emotional eating. Emotions that make you eat foods, make you eat the wrong type of food, make you eat too much food, or not enough food. Did you know that behind every type of addiction, there are emotional feelings that are driving us to do what we do? Think about this. Have you ever eaten because you were bored or lonely? Or have you ever eaten when you really weren't hungry, just because the food was there? I know I have. Think about Thanksgiving dinner. You know, when you've eaten so much that you feel like you're about to pop, and you say, I can't eat another thing today, I'm stuffed. Then you have to go and lie down to take a nap because every bit of the energy that your body has is being used to digest food. And so you're so sleepy, you can't even hold your eyes open. So you lay down and you take that nap. Then when you wake up, what's the first thing you think about? The leftovers on the stove. And you can't wait to have more of that delicious food. Now, what about the package of cookies in the cabinet that calls your name? I never knew cookies could talk, but you know they really can. You know, I've had them many times call me, you know, even in the middle of the night sometimes. Brenda, we're in here. Come and eat us. You know, you might think that you can eat just one or two cookies and then close the bag and put those cookies way back in the cabinet and forget all about them. But pretty soon when those cookies start calling your name again and again, one or two cookies lead to one or two dozen cookies at the time. I believe that this addiction to food is more serious than the addiction to drugs, cigarettes, and alcohol all put together. You know, after all, we can all eat as much as we want, anytime we want, and it's completely legal. But it's really our emotions that are making us overeat again and again. Are you consciously aware that you need to change your lifestyle, but you just can't take the steps to do it? Maybe you do want to lose weight, but you keep on eating food that makes you fat. Do you want to have more energy, but, you know, you eat food that's dead and energy draining, like fast foods and junk? Are you plagued with allergies, but you still keep on eating dairy products even though you know they cause the allergies and the mucus? Do you feel depressed because you're overweight, but you just can't bring yourself to stop eating chocolate? Do you keep trying diet after diet, but you resist or fall off the wagon again and again? I know I've been there. If you feel controlled by food, when you're constantly obsessed with what and when to eat, or if you feel deprived and always hungry, then let's look at food and what you're eating and at your emotions. You know, emotions that we repress or we try to hide or bury will surface and cause us to do things that we really don't want to do. Consciously, you know we shouldn't eat those greasy French fries, but we do it anyway. What drives us to go against our better judgment and do something that we know is bad for us anyway? Emotions and feelings that we've buried, we've suppressed and repressed, and emotions that we've denied are a driving force behind our food addictions, drug addictions, cigarette addictions, alcohol addictions, and any other self-sabotaging addictions. Now, I want to talk about one emotion that everybody has faced sometime or another in their life, and maybe many times, and that is the emotion of fear. You know, fear can cause us to eat the wrong things for all the wrong reasons, and to do things for all the wrong reasons. So let's talk about tonight some of the common fears that are related to food addictions. There's the fear of abandonment and the fear of being alone. Sometimes it's the fear of confrontation, or the fear of criticism, or the fear of rejection. You know, people who feel fears like this usually feel trapped. And feeling trapped creates terror. You know, we can feel like we're out of control or that we don't have any control over what's going on in our life. We can even feel that there's no escape or any way out of a situation. And this brings about this big feeling of fear. Now, there's always a way out, and there is always hope, but sometimes we can get so deep within an emotion, and it can become so dark that we think that there is no way out. I want you to remember about fear, this emotion of fear, that actually fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Every feeling has a vibration, and negative feelings produce negative vibrations, and that can cause us to repel ourselves away from our true spiritual source and our true spiritual nature. Now, when this happens to us, our peace of mind is diminished, and then we make bad decisions. Think of all the things that we could accomplish and become just by changing negative feelings into positive feelings. Easier said than done, huh? Yeah, you might think that sometime, but it does all begin with you making the decision to make the change. The bottom line is, we've got to get rid of fear. Let go of fear and feel love. Love is the opposite of fear. You know, when love fills your life, you enable yourself to become the very best that you can be. You can do things that happen that can make you feel more fear in your life, or you can be full of love and give out love and become an instrument for attracting love. Do things happen to you that cause you to feel fear? Now, if that's the case, first, you've got to face that fear and the origin of where that fear came from. And then next, you've got to replace that fear by saying something positive about the situation. You know, it's never what happens to us in life. It's always our reaction to what happens in life. A lot of times you'll hear people say, so-and-so did this to me, or he made me feel like this, she made me feel bad. Actually, another person doesn't make us do anything. We react to what other people do, and we decide to feel either good or bad. You know, you may feel that nothing is happening when you're trying to say and do something positive. You might feel that you're stuck and that you're trying to say a positive thing or do a positive thing in your life, but it doesn't seem that you're moving anywhere. I want to really encourage you to keep on doing it anyway, because soon you will feel different. It might be a subtle change at first, but little by little, you're going to start feeling and seeing things different. You'll notice that your attitude has improved when you make the decision to improve your attitude. One day a situation will happen to you and you won't feel that same old negative emotion. Remember, there are only two main feelings that we're talking about here, and that's love and fear. And once again, fear is false evidence appearing real. Now, fear can hold you back and keep you from doing things that you really want to do. And fear and buried emotions are at the root of all disease. Fear can actually really set and drain out your life force. Remember, every single disease has an emotional base. And all of these emotions usually are centering around this idea or this feeling of a fear of something. Have you ever felt like that you're in a situation and there's no way out? The next time that happens, I want you to say this: there is a way out, and I will find it with ease. The answer to all my challenges is at hand. You've got to speak it out. Remember, every time you think a word, you speak a word, you say it out into the universe, that is the power that manifests and attracts everything that you want in your life. Do you ever feel like you're being taken for granted? You know, you can point your finger at others and say, he's taking me for granted, she's taking me for granted. If that's happening to you, I want you to change the whole dynamic of the way you're feeling by speaking out something positive, and I want you to speak out, I am loved and appreciated by all people who come in contact with me. There's a value in everything that I contribute. You know, you're here on earth for a reason. You came here to contribute something that only you can bring to the planet. You are unique. Each one of us is very unique, and we all have some special mission that we came here to do. If you ever are feeling like a failure, I want you to stop and I want you to say, I am successful. I am confident. I am capable. I can achieve anything that I want to do. I am is such a powerful thing to say. In fact, I am are the two most powerful words that you can ever say. So be very careful when you speak out, I am. And remember that I am, followed by whatever that next word is going to manifest in your life. People that get diagnosed with diseases and then tell everybody, I'm sick, they continue to manifest more and more sickness. In fact, I teach people who come to my center to gain health back that the first thing we've got to say in order to get our health back is, I am healed. Not I'm going to get healed, or I am getting better, or I am feeling better, but I am healed. There's something very powerful about that present time statement, that right now we are claiming it, and right now we have it. Now, you know, if you can change your reaction to and your thoughts about what is happening in your life, then you can literally turn your life around. I talked about on my last show the four main reasons that people get sick, and I talked about the first reason being from the way we think. A lot of times people think, I'm going to talk about the thing that makes people sick is most of all what they eat, and certainly a poor diet can lead to disease and an imbalance in life and illnesses of all kinds. But before the eating comes the thinking. And along with how we think comes stress and the emotions, these emotions that we bury alive, emotions that we can push back so far that we don't even realize that they're in there. So remember that changing your reaction to and your thoughts about what's happening in your life can literally turn your life around. If you feel stuck or defeated or hopeless, you can change all that by thinking a new and positive thought. That's the beginning of it. It all begins with you. So if your emotions and your fears are making you do the wrong things or eat the wrong things or stay in the wrong relationship, keep the wrong job, you know, then you'll always be struggling with diets and relationships and jobs. And changing diets and changing relationships and changing jobs won't really fix anything, but changing you will fix everything. Change the way you think, and then you can be all that you can be. But don't try to change another person or how they think, because you can never change anyone else except yourself. It always must start with you. You know, there's so many times that we try to hide from our emotions. I know I was really guilty of hiding my emotions and covering them up with food. We try to suppress the feelings that we need to deal with and cover them up by eating something that comforts us. Some of my favorite comfort foods were things like mashed potatoes and, of course, one that comforts a lot of us, chocolate candy. But instead of working on our problem or the emotions that we're dealing with, we just eat. We use food for the comfort and to console us, and we don't even have the first thought about, is that food nutritious for us? Weight loss clinics are making billions of dollars by getting people to try and exercise willpower. But until emotions are healed, the weight just creeps back on. And this is why so many times you'll see people lose weight and then just gain it right back again. And obesity has become an epidemic, especially in the United States. We now have become the fattest nation on the planet. And you know, obesity not only leads to things like heart disease and diabetes and high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and strokes, but now there's scientific evidence that obesity leads to cancer. So, you know, being overweight is really something that we want to think about and we want to do something about. Now, you can want to make positive changes in your life, but you could just keep on sabotaging yourself over and over again until you get to this emotional stuff and work on healing the emotions. So I'm hoping that you're going to make this the day that you get the help that you need and the support that you need to heal those emotions that are keeping you from reaching your true potential. These emotions could be surrounding things that happened in your childhood or maybe something that just happened last week. I know in my childhood, I grew up with a father who was an alcoholic, and I loved my father very much. He passed from the earth several years ago, so he's no longer with me now, but I go back and reflect on our relationship so many times. And even though he had a great love for me and was a wonderful person, and when he was sober, he was a completely different person than when he was drinking. But when he was drinking, he could become belligerent and very angry and then take it out on me. And many times I got beat with a belt. And you know, back in those days when I was growing up, because I grew up in the 50s, and you know, it was nothing really for a parent to, you know, beat a child with a belt. Today, we would call that child abuse. But back then, we called it sparing the rod and spoiling the child. But, you know, my inner child was really hurt so much from these beatings that I really did not feel that I deserved, and I didn't deserve, and didn't know why it was happening to me. And it was because of these alcoholic rages when my father would lose control. And I didn't realize that burying that and really wanting to put on more and more weight emotionally, I was doing that as a protection for myself. And I didn't know that layers and layers of fat were the way that I was trying to protect myself. It wasn't until I was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer back in February of 1999 and that I weighed almost 200 pounds that I began to really get a hold of myself. And in my studies and my quest to heal the cancer, did I really even come to realize how obesity could lead to cancer and then how my emotions had led me to turn to food. So maybe you're facing some of those same type of emotional things that could have happened to you in your childhood, from abuse or neglect or jealousy or rage or fighting or arguing within your family, or so many other emotions that you could be holding on. Now, once emotions are healed, then the need for these self-destructive things stops. And when we're truly healed on an emotional and a spiritual level, then we really want to only do things that will lovingly support us to be our best. You know, we don't have to continue to be a prisoner to food or alcohol or cigarettes or drugs just because of suppressed anger and fear. We can heal the emotions in our life. And it's not just about changing what we eat. It's about changing the way we think and changing the way that we feel. And when we do this, that excess weight will begin to melt away and it'll stay off rather than losing it and gaining it right back. Pretty soon, we're going to feel and look better than we've ever felt in our lives. you won't even want to eat all those cakes and cookies and chocolate to make your life feel sweeter, because your life will be sweeter because you have healed on an emotional level. You know, so many people turn to eating a lot of sweets because there is no joy or sweetness in their life. And when you look at the emotional reason behind diabetes, you'll find that the emotional reason is because of a lack of sweetness in life and looking for more sweetness in life. A wonderful book to read if you would like to learn more about emotions and how to heal emotions is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Or another really good book for that is Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Truman. Both of these are books that I use in helping students when they come to my center in Atlanta to heal on every level of disease. And one of the things that we do every day is we work on healing the emotions. Many times people don't even realize that it is the emotions that are making them sick. You know, when people have health challenges and weight issues and they come to me to learn a new lifestyle, many times they think that their healing is going to come just from changing their diet. But even the very best organic, raw, and living foods that you can find in the whole world can't really heal a person who is holding on to anger, bitterness, fear, resentment, guilt, shame, or any other negative emotions that plague humankind. You know, anger stores in the liver, and it can make the liver hard, just as if you were an alcoholic. And fear stores in the kidneys. Now, I didn't even realize this, but years ago I had a kidney stone, but I didn't realize that it was inner fear that I was holding on to that had created this kidney stone in my body. When we can come to the understanding that everything in our life really is a blessing, and that even our addictions are an opportunity for us to heal our spirits, when we can take self-responsibility and become educated and enlightened, when we can decide for ourselves that now is the time that we're going to break free of these chains of emotions that have been holding us back, then and only then can we truly heal. So I'm going to really encourage you to think about your life as a whole. Think about your emotional, your spiritual, and your physical life, remembering that your mental thinking is leading to your emotional stuff, and the emotional stuff is leading to these addictions and making decisions that really are not best for us to feel or to have. Now, one of the things that we use at Living Foods Institute in helping people to deal with healing on an emotional level is essential healing oils. Now, it's very important in using essential oils that you always use organic, wild-crafted, pure, medicinal essential oils. Essential oils can be made synthetically, but synthetic essential oils are actually toxic and poisonous to the body, and they do the opposite of healing. They can make a person even sicker. So you want to always seek out a source. I know I go directly to a source of essential oils. I have my own line of essential oils that I have custom blended for my students. And there is a particular formula that I call Release It Now. Now, Release It Now does a lot of releasing of emotions, but it also does the releasing of toxins that are held in the body, mucoid plaque that is held in the colon, and just anything that is held up in the body that is depressing the body and bringing the body down and making it sick. Now, this blend of oils in Release It Now that I have chosen is lavender, rose geranium, alamy, sandalwood, blue tansy, lang lang, German chamomile, and cypress. So you see, there's several oils that are in this blend. And one of the reasons I wanted to do the blends is because essential oils, first of all, can be very expensive to buy all the single oils that you need, and it can run into the hundreds and thousands of dollars. but by getting blends of oils where you use some of each of the essential oils in one blend, you can get the good healing effects of them by using that one combined oil. Release It Now is an oil that helps to stimulate and balance harmony within the body and the mind. Because as we change our lifestyle, a lot of memories of anger and trauma can be released from the cells of the liver. And with this oil blend, we can help to bring about a sense of peace and emotional well-being. And releasing past patterns and habits is absolutely necessary for the success of the new you. If you're wanting a new you, then you have to release those old past patterns and habits. Also, this mucoid plaque that is held up, this debris that's holding on to, into the colon and creating disease, actually blocks us from getting nutrients from our food. So even if you are eating good, nutritious, organic, raw foods and living foods, foods that have not been cooked, so they have all of the enzymes, vitamins, and minerals that can really support good health. Even if you're eating the very best of those foods, if you have a thick layer of mucoid plaque inside your colon, you can be keeping yourself from actually assimilating and getting the good nutrients from the food that you need. So this Release It Now oil can help you to release that mucoid plaque and to let it go, come on out of the body, so that when you're eating, digesting, and assimilating your food, that you're really getting the best nutrients. The Release It Now essential oil blend also has a very sedative and calming property, so it can help people to overcome insomnia. You know, if you don't get enough sleep, then you're not performing at your best each day. And insomnia and problems with your sleep can make you feel very tired. And you can be tired, and then you can, again, make a decision to eat something that really is not good for you because you're not thinking clearly and you're not feeling good. Also, the Release It Now oil can help to relieve a headache or stress or nervous tension. And it's very high in sesquiterpenes. And these sesquiterpenes have been researched for their ability to stimulate the pineal gland and the limbic system of the brain. This is right in the front of the brain, and this is where the center of emotions are held. And did you know that actually emotions in the pineal gland and the limbic system of the gland cannot be accessed through any other sense of the human body other than the sense of smell? So this is why essential oils can really help a person in healing on an emotional level. And you know, the pineal gland is responsible for releasing melatonin, and that's a hormone that enhances deep sleep, and it also supports the nerves and circulation, and it helps to elevate the mind and helps overcome stress and despair. The Release It Now essential oil can be used to treat every conceivable ill known to man, because not only is it bringing back around that sense of relaxation, but it's helping to balance the male and the female energies. So it's balancing the equilibrium, and it's restoring confidence and self-love. Release It Now oil also helps to cleanse the liver, and it will calm the lymphatic system, and it'll help you to overcome anger and negative emotions and promote a feeling of more self-control. Release It Now oil also can work as an antihistamine, and it's anti-inflammatory. It's a stimulant for the thymus gland, and it even helps to reduce dermatitis and arthritis and sciatica, tuberculosis and allergies. It promotes good blood circulation and lymphatic flow. It's anti-infectious, it's antibacterial, it's antimicrobial, mucolytic, so it's pulling the mucus out from the body. It's antiseptic, it's refreshing, it's relaxing. It even brings joy and peace and happiness as it's elevating the mind and the body. It also assists in balancing the hormones. And, you know, I can't really say enough about essential oils in helping to heal on an emotional level. But another thing that I want to really bring up tonight with you is talking about your food and the type of food that you're eating and how certain foods can make you feel depressed after you eat them. You know, you can eat chocolate candy, and you can think that it makes you feel better for a bit. And, you know, it actually does make you feel better. But then a little bit later, you're feeling depressed and down and low. You can drink coffee, and it's got that caffeine in it, which can be a stimulant. But then later on, when you try to stop drinking caffeine, you get this bad headache. You know, caffeine is a drug, and it's not a good thing for us to be putting in our body. But it's probably one of the top number one drugs that people are using. And, of course, it's legal and it's easy to get. I want you to really think about the foods that you're eating. You know, if you're eating greasy fried foods, now all these fried foods that have these trans fats, these types of foods can clog up your arteries and they can slow down your whole body. When you eat a meal, do you feel like you want to go lay down on the sofa and take a nap? A lot of times people just want to go to sleep after lunch, rather than going out and taking a nice walk after lunch, which is really a healthy thing to do. But the reason that people get so tired after eating is because they're eating so much cooked, dead food, and it's taking every bit of the energy that the body can muster to digest that food. And one of the reasons that that happens is because all the digestive enzymes that are naturally occurring in the food are destroyed when you cook it. Because remember, anytime you cook food and you're heating that food to over 105 degrees, you're killing the living enzymes and you're compromising the vitamins and the minerals in that food. Living enzymes are required by your body for every single function. Your brain cannot think without enzymes. Your eyes won't blink without enzymes. Your heart won't beat without enzymes. And your stomach cannot digest any food without enzymes. When you're eating raw food that has not been cooked, fruits and vegetables that have not been touched by fire, remember that they are full of the living enzymes and they can digest themselves without pulling all the energy from your body to use up your enzyme reserve to try to digest this cooked, dead food. So the more raw and living foods that you can put in your body, the more that you can help your body to cleanse and detoxify. And this also can help your emotional well-being. I want to give you a recipe now that's really easy for you to prepare at home. And it's something that is full of living enzymes, vitamins, and minerals. And it's a clean, cleansing smoothie. It's something that you can make in your blender. Now, I like to use the Vitamix whenever I do a blending, because the Vitamix machine is actually more than a blender. It is a high-speed food machine, and it can break down very easily even the toughest of fruits and vegetables into the smoothest, creamiest soups and smoothies and sauces that you can imagine. Most of us have digestive systems that have been broken down, and they're just not working at the optimum. So the more blended food that we can eat, the better. You know, have you ever eaten a meal and then the next day, whenever you eliminate, you see pieces of that meal, you know, in the toilet because it hasn't really broken down? A lot of us think that everything is going to get broken down completely in our stomach and in our digestive system. But our bodies are not working like they really should with our digestion because of years and years of abuse. And so I recommend that you should have some blended smoothies every day where the fruits and vegetables have been blended down in the very smallest particles possible so that you're making sure that you're getting everything easily assimilated in the body. And even when you're drinking a smoothie, I want you to chew a few bites before you actually swallow it, because moving the mouth in a chewing action is going to release the saliva, and the saliva is going to pre-digest the food in the mouth before it even gets into the stomach. So I hope you have a pen and paper handy and you can write down these very simple and easy to prepare clean cleansing smoothie. The way you're going to do it is you're going to use one cucumber. Now, if I would like for you to use all organic, if at all possible, because remember that if you are using foods that are not organic. They have been sprayed with chemicals to keep the bugs and the pests off. They've been grown with chemical fertilizers. And chemical toxicity is one of the top reasons that people develop disease. So please look for organic in your grocery store. Mainstream grocery stores, most all of them now, have organic sections. And certainly there are health food stores in most every area that you can find a wide array of organic fruits and vegetables. Now, if that cucumber has wax on the outside, and many of them do, they'll be very, very shiny and waxy, then you're going to want to peel the outer skin off of the cucumber. But if you're using cucumbers that have not been waxed, especially if you're lucky enough to grow your own cucumber or you have a organic farmer's market near you and you can buy them straight from the farmers before they get the wax on them, then leave the skin on the outside because there are a lot of nutrients in the skin. But I don't want you to ingest the wax on waxed fruits and vegetables because that can build up in your system and clog it up over time too. Along with that one cucumber, I'd like for you to use 3 to 4 stalks of celery and then a cup of fresh organic parsley and 1 apple. Now again, if that apple has wax on the outside of it, peel it. But if it doesn't have the wax on the outside, then you can put the whole apple in the Vitamix and then add a little bit of water. I would start by adding about 1/2 cup of water and then continue to add a little more to get it at the consistency that you like. Some people like a very thick, rich smoothie, and other people like it to have a thinner consistency. So add good, pure, filtered water. Remember that water has a lot of, this water coming out of the tap has a lot of chlorine and fluoride. It can have lead and arsenic and mercury and parasites, bacteria, germs. So it's really good to invest in a good water system for your home, a good filtration system, and to have filtered water. Or if you don't have filtered water, to go to your grocery store or your health food store and buy good filtered water. So water is so, so important. Please don't use water directly out of the tap. Now, I'd like to talk to you about some of these foods that I have asked you to put in this smoothie. I think that when we can learn more about the health benefits of food and why we're eating the foods that we're eating, we're even more encouraged to eat them. So let's talk about apples first. Apples are very astringent. They're an actual tonic to the body. In medicine, the disinfectant and therapeutic qualities of apples are very highly valued. I mean, you know, you've heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Apples are naturally antitoxic, and they can modify your intestinal environment by reacting with the beneficial bacteria that normally flourish there. They're a very highly digestible and an alkaline food. Remember, you want to bring your body back to alkalinity, away from acidity. Acidity makes the body sick, and alkalinity brings the body back to health. Apples also have a very high water content. They have about 85% water, and that can quench both your immediate and your cellular level thirst. They're very fibrous, they're juicy, and they're non-sticky, so they can actually help clean your teeth, and they can exercise your gums when you're chewing them. Now, of course, this only happens when you're eating them raw. This doesn't work now if you're eating an apple pie. So you want to eat your apples raw. Apples contain both malic and tartaric acid, and that helps remove impurities from your liver. And it also helps to inhibit the growth of ferments and disease-producing bacteria in the digestive tract. Apples contain pectin, and that's a gel-forming fiber. And that really promotes good colon health because the pectin actually acts as an intestinal broom. It works like a bulking agent, and it gently pushes through your digestive tract and cleanses it all along the way. Now, this effect is really noticeable when impactions are present. So if you have an impacted colon, more apples can help to move those impactions out. Pectins are also very powerful in protecting against the toxic effects of certain chemicals that you would be having in your diet.
There have been studies that say that eating apples also can help reduce skin diseases and help with arthritis and lung and asthma problems. There's been European research done on apples that have proven that apple pectin binds with radioactive residues and actually removes those with the body. And it also removes lead, mercury, and other toxic heavy metals. So even though an apple itself is not particularly high in iron, it does contain an element that improves the assimilation of iron in other companion foods. Apples also contain an antibiotic that can help the body to heal from disease. I bet you didn't even know that apples, even though you heard apple a day keeps the doctor away, you didn't realize just how beneficial apples are. Another thing I mentioned is your celery. And celery is very good for the body. It's a diuretic, and it has compounds known as coumarins. And they're very useful in cancer prevention. And they also enhance the activity of certain white blood cells. They also can tone your vascular system and lower your blood pressure. And very useful in helping in healing migraine headaches. Celery has always been a favorite reducing food because it has few calories and a very high water content. And that makes it especially good to eat with foods that are more concentrated, especially if you're eating heavy starchy foods. They're very alkaline, so celery counteracts acidosis, and it even halts digestive fermentation of food, and it purifies your bloodstream, it aids your digestion, it helps clear up your skin. Really good if you have stiffness or creaking or cracking in your joints. That means that your body is lacking organic sodium, and that's the youth element that helps keep your muscles limber and pliable. So if you'll eat celery, which is rich in organic sodium, it can help dislodge any calcium deposits from your joints and hold them in a solution until they can be eliminated through your kidneys. Also, celery is providing a lot of organic calcium and silicon that can repair damaged ligaments and bones. And celery also can be used during onset of menstruation, and it can help to relieve PMS syndrome. Another good thing in this smoothie is cucumber. Cucumber is very good for the body. It's also a diuretic and a laxative. It's very alkaline, it's non-starchy, and it's a cooling vegetable. It's got a lot of minerals, it's neutralizing blood acidosis, and it also is so good for diuretic action. So a lot of people take diuretics to eliminate excess fluid in the body. This can happen by eating the right foods. Cucumbers also can help with the excretion of waste from your kidneys, and that then helps your skin to clear up. Cucumbers help dissolve uric acid from accumulations in the body from eating too much meat, and this helps to relieve and to heal kidney and bladder stones. Also, among other enzymes, cucumber has an enzyme called erespin, and this helps with the body to digest proteins. So cucumbers are really good. They also help to destroy worms, especially tapeworms. And they're high in potassium, so they're good for high or low blood pressure. They're very rich in chlorophyll and really worth eating. You know, I love cucumbers, and I recommend that everybody include a lot of cucumber in their diet. And then the last ingredient in your smoothie is parsley. And dark green, wonderful parsley is antispasmodic. It also can help to relieve the body of parasites and worms. And it's really rich in helping the body in oxygen metabolism because it's cleansing the blood, and it's also dissolving sticky deposits in your veins and maintaining the elasticity of your blood vessels. And this is very, very important. You can't really eat too much parsley. It'll also purify your breath, too. And it can help to facilitate in the removal of moderate-sized kidney stones and gallstones and stimulate your bowel. It also benefits in sexual dysfunction. It can stimulate your adrenal glands. And you know, after chewing some parsley, it also can eliminate things like bad breath and garlic smell if you've eaten food with garlic. It can strengthen your teeth. Parsley can even be used to make a face lotion. It can help to increase circulation and bring color back to your skin. So very, very helpful food. Now, if you're interested in learning more about good foods and healing the emotions, I'd like to direct you to my website at livingfoodsinstitute.com. That's livingfoodsinstitute.com. On the website, you're going to find a lot of information about food and good nutrition and emotional healing. There are several articles that you may find very enlightening about health and healing, and very easy for you to access information when you're ready to learn more about your health. I also am going to encourage you to read books. And one book I would love for you to read is my Living Foods Lifestyle book. There's 58 recipes in this book, and these are recipes that I use not only to heal myself of breast and cervical cancer, but they're recipes that I use with all of the students who come to the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta. I do a 10-day Living Foods Institute course, which is to help people detoxify their body and to heal the emotional components that are making them sick, and to get the toxins out of their body through detox therapy treatments, and to put in good, organic, raw, and living food in the body to help the body to restore its health. I have seen people with every type of disease that you can imagine, even diseases that the doctors have said are terminal, incurable, and hopeless. And these diseases have completely healed. So I want you to remember that there are no hopeless, incurable, terminal diseases. The body can heal itself of anything if we give the body what it needs. And there's many factors in that. Healing on the mental, spiritual, and emotional level is a part of it. Cleaning out the toxicity in the body is extremely important. Getting rid of the deficiency in the body and building the body up with living enzymes, vitamins, and minerals. And I'm not talking about from taking pills. Now, I'm talking about getting these nutrients from the food that you are eating. Another part of this detoxification process comes from cleaning out the colon. Very important that we cleanse the old toxins and impacted waste that is in the colon and get that stuff out. It's extremely, extremely important. So in wrapping up on this show this evening, I want to remind you to always use 100% organic produce. Use good filtered water. I want to remind you to use good essential healing oils in your healing process. Think in a new way, and work on all aspects of your healing. It is a holistic approach that will bring about good health. If you would like to email me, I'll be glad to answer your questions. You can email me at Brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com. Visit the website at livingfoodsinstitute.com. You also can call me at 800-844-9876. One more time, that number is 800-844-9876. I hope to hear from you real soon, and I hope that you will take responsibility for your good health, because remember, your good health is your best asset. Hope you're going to tune in every week to hear from me and when we're talking about living well and taking good care of yourself. I've loved being with you today, and I'm going to enjoy the next time that we're together. So just remember this: heal yourself first. Take care of you before you try to take care of anyone else. Your health is your most valuable asset. God created your body to be able to heal itself, and it will when you learn what to do and take responsibility for doing it. God bless you in all that you do. May you have prosperity in your health and in your life.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.